Welcome to the Wise Money Show with Garwin and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial. If you have questions about long-term care, insurance, investments, or preparing for the next phase of life, contact Gar and Leanne at LenanderAdvisory.com or call them at 651-365-5000. Lenander Financial will help you plan today for a better tomorrow. And now, here are Gar and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial.
Welcome to the Wise Money Show. Leanne and Garwin Lenander this morning talking about some questions we get. And because Bob gets big pay for running the board while we work, we're going to put him to work this morning.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes.
Oh, no vacation for me.
Poor Bob, no vacation. What we're going to do this morning is we're going to talk about why. Now, that's a funny way to open up talking about money, but the question is going to be, why do we do certain things financially? So let's start with the first question, Robert.
All right, I got a piece of paper and pencil. Do I need that?
Well, you don't need that.
Oh, sure.
No, not when you're bright. Before we go, Leanne, give your phone number.
651-436-3997. That's yours.
I know. Yours is
651. Do you know mine?
365-5000.
You should have
got her all.
You should have seen the look on his face. It was worth it.
Okay, number one. Why do people buy life insurance?
You're asking me.
Okay. I'm asking you.
Why do people buy life insurance to replace income?
That is an excellent, excellent answer. People buy life insurance because they are to replace the working income that somebody is going to lose when they die. It's whether it's a family or it's a business where they've got partnerships. But life insurance replaces the lost income.
And when you're thinking about that, if it replaces the lost income, there's something there to go ahead and pay all the bills and all the expenses, because it's not cheap when something happens.
Particularly a young family. Think about a young family with three or four little kids, and the husband dies, was killed in a car accident, or for whatever reason. The responsibility on that mother, or could be the mother dies and the responsibility on that father, is horrendous without the life insurance.
Because you need an income stream to continue to come in.
You've got to have money to live, and that's why they buy life insurance.
It's for protection of your family, basically.
And you may need it even more than you would if the person didn't die.
Absolutely, yeah. Because now, typically, one of the people makes more money than the other. Let's assume, it doesn't necessarily happen, but let's assume it's the father who makes the biggest amount of money. The mother works part-time, maybe she doesn't work to a very high-paying job, and he dies. She is really up a stump without the money there to support the family. And that's why people buy life insurance.
It's for protection.
For protection. To protect the money. To protect the money for the family.
And do people make a mistake of just thinking not beyond 1 year? Maybe they think.
Yeah. Well, I've heard that. I don't know. I don't exaggerate much, but I've heard it a million times.
Yes.
Oh, I've got group insurance at work. How much you got? Well, one time my pay. Big deal. Mm. That's hardly worth talking about. That's better than nothing. But you ought to have 5 to 10 times your annual income.
If you buy your life insurance or get life insurance through work, one of the things you've got to consider is if you change job, that life insurance may not go with you. And in a situation like that, it can create a lot of problems for your family. Also, if your health changes.
Right, yes.
Then you're going to have a problem getting the life insurance. Mm. So you have to think about the protection for your family, the way to pay the bills, and you also look to see what you can afford. There's different kinds of policies. But the big thing is you want protection for your family. You want an income coming in.
Okay, let's go on, because we got a whole bunch of whys.
Bob, you're up.
Here we go.
Oh, I was trying to stall.
Why do you give to charities or to foundations?
Well, to support things you believe in.
Boy, yeah, I didn't give him these answers either. That's a perfect answer.
But you warned him ahead of time.
I warned him he was going to get hit today, but I didn't give him any answers. But you are totally correct. Something that you truly heartfeltly believe in becomes the driving force behind you giving money to a foundation or to a charity.
Not only that, it does help your tax situation, too.
That was part two.
That was good. Yes. This is the thing that most people don't realize, that if you give money to a charity, to a foundation, you get to deduct it. And there are some very important tax ramifications, particularly if you give money to a foundation or a charity and it's going to have a lasting effect. In other words, it's going to be a 10-year payout, and you're going to give life insurance or you're going to give property or something like that. It becomes very, very important in your tax planning. And many wealthy people do this because it does reduce the taxable income paid to Uncle Sam.
It also is something that you'd consider when you're doing your estate plan.
And that is very, very important in the estate planning process. Do you want to have something you truly believe in, something you feel that you want to really support for the rest of the charity or for a period of time? Yes.
As you look down the road, with this politics changing all the time, is there anything down the road that might change the tax deductibility of that stuff?
I really don't think so. Mm-hmm. I really don't think so, because the charities are so much rely on the people with money giving to them.
Okay.
Whether it's foundations or charities or whatever, the Boy Scouts, the Girl Scouts, all these kinds of things. They just couldn't exist without somebody giving money to them.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay, next one. Why would you set up a financial plan?
Why would you set up a financial plan? Well, for the same reason you set up any plan, just so you know where you are right now and where you're going. I don't know. How's that?
That's good.
That's very good. Did you give him the answer?
Well, I tried to, but he wasn't listening to me. Evidently he was listening closer than we thought. Well, a financial plan is very important for planning your financial future, and also to be sure that you have money available for anything that you feel is worth your while. For instance, your home, education, your family. We can go on and on. Your retirement. If you don't have a plan, you're not going to reach those goals.
Yep, makes sense.
I always look at it like if you're going to take a trip. Now, I know people with their cell phones and all that stuff, but old-timers like me get a map out.
Yes.
And how am I going to get from here to Billings, Montana? Mm-hmm. I got to go on the road. I got to go 94, et cetera, et cetera. Well, that's the financial plan. It's the roadmap. What am I going to do? I got to do certain things. I got to buy life insurance. I got to do this. I got to put money away for retirement. I got to do that. It's the roadmap.
If you don't have a roadmap, if you don't have a plan in place, you're going to waste time when you actually need that plan down the line. Then you're going to try and catch up to get that plan, started or finished or in the middle, whatever. But you have to go ahead and have some kind of a program and plan in place to protect not only your income and your family's income, but to protect the future.
Yeah, and time, you talk about wasting time. Time is what you need is the main ingredient to help grow this stuff.
That's right.
Time is the only thing that you've got to help you get to that place where you want to go.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't start someplace, put it together, and most people, frankly, don't do anything. They just kind of float along, and then they realize, I haven't really done the things I wanted to do.
Yeah. Well, all at once there's an emergency that can come up. And then you don't have money available to take you through that emergency. When you think about all at once, you have these kind of plans in place, and then you can't afford to go work with these plans. You can't afford to move forward. That's when you have some real problems. That's why you have to plan when you're younger, when you're middle-aged, when you're older. You need to have a plan in place to protect your future.
Let me ask you something. What if... what if you ever run into this where people are too bashful to come in because they haven't done either when they're younger or they're middle-aged, and now they're going, I can't go see these guys. They're going to scold me.
I can't talk about it. Yes, I've had that people say that to me. I'm really embarrassed.
I'm
embarrassed to say that I haven't done that. Mm-hmm. I have had people tell me that. And Nothing you can do about it. That's the way it is. Mm-hmm.
Generally, it's an emergency or something that comes up that forces them to come in.
But is it too late? Often. When is it too late to make a plan?
It's never too late.
It's never too late because you have to start somewhere.
Well, I don't care if you're 70 years old. If you haven't done some things, you've got to get them done.
Okay.
And it's like planning for your financial future. You've got to have these things in place. And you may not have time to do all you want, but there are some things that you can do, even at 70 or 75. Mm. Question, why would you have disability insurance?
Why would you have disability insurance? Well, it's sort of the same reason why you have life insurance, I think, isn't it? And I only know this because I've produced your shows long enough.
You've been learning.
I've been paying attention a little bit. It doesn't look like I'm paying attention, but I am.
Normally you're napping, but that's okay.
Right. And so you would want to protect income again, right?
Stop right there. That's the most important asset that anybody has is income. Everything that you own revolves around your income stream. Unless you are a Rockefeller grandchild who is going to inherit a lot of money, and most people aren't or don't, everything that you own or wish to own down the road totally relies upon your income. And if your income is terminated or stopped for whatever reason, you're in trouble. It's that simple. Last question I probably were going to get in. Why would you pay somebody to manage your investments? Well, now, give you advice or manage with either one.
Why would you? Because you want somebody other than your brother-in-law or your neighbor giving you advice. You want somebody who does it for a living and who knows what they're doing?
Well, what they're looking at there is if you don't know what you're doing and you don't have any idea which way to go. Mm-hmm. The big thing is if you go in and talk to somebody who understands the investment area, the insurance area, they can give you guidance and help you get through making your plan and getting you set up. And yes, sometimes there's a fee. Sometimes there's just a...
There's no free lunch. Let's be honest.
A seminar. Yeah. There is something that will go on down the line if somebody's going to manage it for you. But then they set goals and objectives. They look at the risk tolerance. They look at the investments and the insurance and the estate plan, whatever, to be sure that that person moves on and gets ahead and meets their goals and objectives.
Again, you have to have some advice. The worst advice you're going to get, very likely, is from the, tell how old I am, from the Iceman or the Milkman. They've got all these hot answers.
Yep.
And I've heard these stories from, somebody told me. Well, who told you? Well, my neighbor told me. Mm. What does he do? No knock about this, but he was a truck driver. Mm-hmm. Great. My brother was a truck driver. But what does he know about investing?
Right.
And that's, unfortunately, what people, they heard the hot tip. And this is what they use. Leanne, give your phone number again. You give your own this time.
651-365-5000.
And mine is 651-436-3997. Everything that you do financially you need a plan, some kind of a plan.
And guidance will help you.
Guidance will help you. There's lots of things that you can get. You can get a lot of good information on the Internet. But it's always better to sit down and look somebody in the eye and get some good advice. Thank you for being with us this morning on the Wise Money Show.
Experience counts now more than ever when it's time to trust your finances to someone else. Experience counts. And Lenander Financial Services are financial professionals who specialize in assisting people just like you with personal finance, investments, retirements, insurance, and long-term care planning. Call Garwin and Leanne Lenander at 651-436-3997. That's 651-436-3997. Lenander Financial Advisory. Experience counts.
Thank you for joining us this morning for the Wise Money Show with Garwin and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial on Club 1220 KLVB. If you have questions, comments, or concerns about topics discussed today, or would like to submit questions to be discussed in the show, please contact Wise Money at LenanderAdvisory.com. These shows are also available on podcast at klbbradio.com. Join us again next week at 11:45 a.m. for another edition of Wise Money with Gar and Leanne Lenander on Club 1220 KLBB.